on the road or off-road, Chevy Silverado is built for tough performance in any condition. Hit the road in a new Silverado pickup. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for a dealer near you. Chevy Silverado, official truck partner of the Chicago Bears.
I have on the telephone two what I'm going to call really old friends, Steve Mesquita, Sean Benjamin. The first time I met these guys, Steve Mesquita and Sean Benjamin, stunningly gentlemen, that was a quarter century ago. Do you believe that?
That it was.
That flabbergasted me. I feel like I've known you guys for a while, but I didn't think it was that long. That is when these two young, talented theater folk started a theater company that I still maintain has the best name of any theater company I have ever known. They began. We're all set. Okay, we have to get them back on the phone. Because they'll be on for 40 minutes. We have more than enough time to... okay, you guys are back. I was just raving about you and feeling really, really brain damaged in that we've known each other for almost a quarter century. Do you realize that?
Yeah, that's the craziness. And... the thing is that I love is that we're still friends.
Yes, and I've stayed loyal to you. I've stayed loyal to you guys.
You have. And you don't know how much we appreciate that.
Well, I appreciate what you guys do. When I first met you, I was intrigued, of course, by the name of your theater company, Drinking and Writing Theater, because I've always thought... as have you, obviously, that there's a serious relationship between those two activities, theater and writing. That's basically where the name came from, yes?
Yes, that's correct.
Right. Yes. So when you guys talk, just say Rick, this is Steve, and Rick, this is Sean, so we'll know, the people out there will know.
Well, Rick, this is Steve.
Okay.
And Rick, this is Sean.
Okay.
Where we came up with the idea, this is Steve, was at Simon's Tavern, and I just happened to be standing in Simon's Tavern.
You
in
are
Andersonville.
Now. You're there now?
I am.
Oh, good.
I'm there now. I'm having a beer. I'm here right now. We're in the kitchen in the back of Simon's Bar, and I'm having a beer.
Do they ever charge you for drinks there? They'd be nuts to do that. They'd be nuts to do that. And also, that is where...
I just bought a beer, and the bartender, Brian, just bought me a shot of Malort.
I hate Malort, but that's beside the point. I literally can't stand Malort. I don't drink much beer, too. I'm kind of a hard liquor drinker. The amazing small world department is that's where tomorrow at 1 p.m., you two guys and Sean, your wife, Carolyn, are going to have a picture taken by a Tribune photographer so that I can write about this upcoming show, the title of which is what?
The title, this is Steve, the title is Mirston Wolf. It's an odd name.
Yes, it is, because Mirston, I look up Mirston and there is no such thing, but go ahead.
I know. I don't know what happened, but during the pandemic, I had a dream. And oddly enough, I was at a bar, and a woman walked in with a leopard coat on, and I watched her sit down, take her coat off, get a drink, and I thought she looked familiar. So I walked over to her, and I said, "Hey, do I know you?" And she said, "Yes, you do." And I said, "What's your name?" And she said, "Mirston Wolf," and I woke up. And it was in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
And so I jumped out of bed, and I wrote her name down because I knew I'd forget it in the morning.
Sure.
And when I woke up in the morning, there it was. It said Mirston Wolf.
And from that crazy. From that modest minute in the middle of the night, that has grown into a play which explores, and it is a rich history, of the city's fight to get clean water. I mean, you obviously research this, or you saw the name, you woke up, saw the name, and said, "Wow, I gotta write a show." Is that true?
Yes.
That simple?
Yes. Well, it's funny because I was thinking about it the other day, but I've always been fascinated with the water cribs.
Sure.
That are out on Lake Michigan.
Sure.
I was like, when I first moved here, I moved here in 1990, and I remember looking out there, what is that? And
who lives there?
I remember I remember going to the Harold Washington Library. This was like 1995 or something, and looking up all the old, you know, the microfiche, looking at the pictures and like trying to figure out what it was. And then I thought, this is cool. I want to write something about this.
Mm.
And so that was in the 90s, and it's taken me this long to figure out that there's a story behind Nearson Wolf and the history of Chicago's problem with sewage and trying to get clean water.
Sure.
I know, it sounds crazy, like it doesn't work.
No, I don't think I don't think it does sound crazy, but I'm wondering, Sean, when Steve came to you and you said, "What'd you do yesterday?" I said, "Well, I was down looking at the Washington Library looking up the cribs that are out in the lake." Did you sense a future theatrical adventure in this dream that he had?
You know, whenever we start finding something interesting, as writers, immediately we're like, "Is there a play in that?"
So, of course.
Yeah,
sure.
I figured so.
Sure. One of the most, and we can. I'm going to play a couple songs from the show too. This is a musical, ladies and gentlemen, a musical that is premiering this coming Thursday. Correct.
Correct.
At the Neo Futurist, which is right around the corner from Simon's Tavern. Simon's is a great, great tavern. I'll tell you that.
Yeah, we just finished rehearsal at 5 o'clock, and then we ran over here. Got a beer, did a shot of Malort, and then
now you're talking to me.
Talking to you.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Yeah. One of the things that most fascinated, I don't know if it's the first thing I ever wrote about you or had you on the radio before, but you guys were determined, and you did at one point. I don't remember if this came to you in a dream or how it developed, but you were transfixed with the notion that Western Avenue is the longest continuous street in Chicago, and you decided, well, okay, we know that, so why not have a drink at every single bar from the south side to the north side? Is that not how I first fell in love with you guys?
Yeah, I'm gonna defer to Sean there because it was his idea.
Yeah. That was one of the early things. We'd have been on talking to you about our first play
two
years before, but then we decided to do that trek from the south to north on Western Avenue, like you said, the longest continuous street, and we stopped at every bar and had at least one pint, but a lot of times it was more. So we did it over Memorial Day weekend years ago and filmed the whole thing and made a little documentary about it.
Where is that documentary?
I think there's about 67 bars.
Where is that documentary now?
Oh, you can find it on YouTube. It's called the Western Avenue Project.
I was fascinated by that because Western Avenue is a fascinating street because you will find some bars where you'll think after a couple of drinks you're in the middle of Dublin and other bars where no English is spoken at all.
That's correct.
That's a proud moment for you guys. All right, we're going to take a little break and come back with Steve Mosqueda and Sean Benjamin of the Drinking and Writing Theater. And we're going to talk to Sean's wife. Not Sean's wife. Yes, Sean's. Yeah, of course, Sean's wife, Carolyn, who I've never met, I don't think. Carolyn, are you on the phone?
He's talking about you. Have you met before?
Huh?
Hello.
Hi.
I just got the phone away from Steve.
That's okay, dear. You are in the show. You and Steve are starring in the show. And after we take a little break, we're going to come back and talk about the nature of the show. It is a play with music. I want to know what the running time is. I want to know how many songs are in this. I want to know who wrote it. Go ahead. And Carolyn, how did you and Sean meet?
Well, it's kind of a funny story. I was working at Haymarket Pub and Brewery, and was bartending and doing the events there.
Yep.
And Steve and Sean had the Drinking and Writing Theater at Haymarket Pub and Brewery. And one day, you know, Steve's helping out at the brew and beer, and he comes up to me and he's like, "Hey, are you an actor?" And I'm like, "Yeah, yeah." And he's like, "You should be in our next show." And I thought, okay, well, maybe I need to reach out to your business partner. So I sent him an email saying, hey, your partner just asked if I wanted to be in the show, but just so you know, I'm...
Yeah, is he a sleazy
really
producer or what?
Resume. And Sean was like, okay, thank you so much. And then I had to, bully them out of their space a couple of times because I was running the events and I needed the space. And
sure.
We just kept going back and forth. And next thing you know, a couple of kids later, here we are.
Now you are in the play that came to Steve while he was sleeping one night about Meersten Wolf. The show is basically, I think, and I haven't seen it, but it's basically about, it reminds me kind of like, the whole of, what the hell is that movie called? Chinatown, which was sort of about L.A. and water. This show is about Chicago and water. Any one of you can tell me, please, how long's the show? How many songs? These are all original songs, certainly, right?
Yeah, all of the songs are original. They were all written by Steve, the lyrics, the music, and then he so graciously asked me to join him, and we kind of developed them a little bit, and then our friend Gary D'Amico, who's the musical director, came on board, and we just made them what they are today. But in the show, there are 10 of Steve's original songs.
Wow.
And the running time is 75 minutes.
Perfect. 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 How'd the rehearsal go today? What kind of shape are you
guys in? Rehearsal went great. It went really great. We had a wonderful time. The Neo-Futurists are very generous with their space with us, and everything just went swimmingly.
And it's a short run, is it not? It opens Thursday and runs through March 8th, is that all?
Through March 8th, that's right. It's a three-week run.
Oh, that's not
but,
too...
Steve has been developing this for quite a while. He
obviously, his days at
the
Harold Washington Library, yeah. Yeah.
Exactly. And then he sent me the first script two Christmases ago. So we've been actually jamming around the city as the Meersten Wolf Band. We've been playing his songs for the last about year and a half together.
Where have you been playing?
We've been playing at Simon's Tavern, where we are hanging out right
that's
here.
That's your home base, yeah.
It is pretty much our home base now. And then at quite a few other places around the Montrose Saloon. We were at the Hideout. Lizard Lounge. So quite a few really cool spots. I'm living out my rock and roll fantasy now that I'm,
now, I know
around for a couple of years or so.
Tell me where all of you are from. Where are the three of you from originally? And Steve just said he came to Chicago in the early 90s or something. It flew by me. From where?
I'm originally from South Mississippi, but I'm going to hand the phone back over to Steve so he can tell you his
thank
journey.
Thank you, Carolyn.
Yes.
Steve, where are you from?
I'm from Los Angeles, California. Actually, I was born in Hollywood at Kaiser Hospital on Sunset Boulevard.
Wow. Wow. And you wanted to get away? You wanted to get away from there?
I didn't even realize that till years later. But, yeah, I was born in Hollywood. That's crazy. But Chicago's my home. I love Chicago.
What drew you to Chicago in the first place?
I was actually living in New York City at the time, and I came to visit, and I kind of just fell in love with the city. New York is cool, but
yeah.
I came to Chicago and I loved the neighborhoods, and then I just fell in love with it.
That's a lot more.
I need to be here.
It's a lot more livable. A lot more livable.
For sure.
Sean, what about you?
I'm originally from upstate New York, a little town called Greenfield Center, just right outside Saratoga, famous for the horse racetrack.
Yeah.
But yeah, I moved here right around the same time as Steve. After college, I came here to do theater. People recommended, if you want to go to L.A., it's big, you'll get lost in the crowd. And
right.
New York was, I'm from upstate New York, so I don't want to stay in New York.
Yeah.
Chicago was where I came to. I drove into the city, up Sheridan, pulled into Rogers Park, found a payphone, found a reader, and called the first place I could and got an apartment right there in Rogers Park.
Wow. Wow. That's so funny. The next guest is coming in to talk about the 50th anniversary of the reader when people in Chicago couldn't live without it. I've got a couple. You sent me a few songs, and I liked all three of them. I'd like to end this half hour with one of them. If which would you suggest, ladies and gentlemen? I have CTA and this, one of the great song, another great song title, What Time Do We Start Drinking? let's go with that one because it produced a laugh on the part of Carolyn. Let's hear. Tell me about the background of this song. Where does it come in the show? Give me a little lead into that's this song.
That's the closer, actually. That's the song that we do at the end. And the origin of that song was during the pandemic. I wrote a lot of these songs because I spent most of my time in the basement,
sure,
but playing guitar, practicing, you know, and writing songs. And I was down there, and the love of my life, my wife, Kara Rodas, was upstairs working, and I was in the basement. And I came up with this song, and I told her about it. And so at 5 o'clock, when she was done with work, I would play the song, and she would hear it. And then I'd come upstairs, and we'd have a nice cocktail at 5 o'clock on the porch. It was beautiful. So it became a thing.
Yeah.
Whenever I'd play the song, she'd hear it, and it's like, okay, it's 5 o'clock, let's go.
You guys are the definition of romantic, all three of you, and your wife too. And for information, Sean Benjamin, Steve Mosqueda, and Carolyn Benjamin, is neofuturist.org the best place to go for tickets and such?
Actually, you could go to drinkingandwriting.com.
Okay, that's
spelled out, drinkingandwriting.com.
When was your last show? I mean, have I missed, you know, I know I've been covering you, so to speak, for 25 years. How many shows have you produced? I know you've done
it's probably about, I think it's between 15 and 20.
Okay. Okay. And when was the last one before this, given the COVID years and such?
Yeah, it was right before COVID.
Wow.
So we really haven't gotten one up since COVID, kind of from the recovery. But yeah, now we're getting back into it now, though.
The Drinking and Writing Theater has intrigued me since they were founded almost a quarter century ago. And I have three. You guys are former members of the Neo Futurists, right? Are you former, all of you? Hello?
I am not. I went a different path. I used to be a company member at Trap Door Theater.
Oh, okay, sure.
A bunch of avant-garde European shows.
Good.
And then I met these two crazy writers.
And you married one of them, yeah.
And I married one. I could have married both of them, I don't think.
You are putting on... Talk to me a little bit more about Mr. Mirsten Wolf, which is the title of the show opening Thursday at the Neo Futurist Theater, which is at 5153 North Ashland Avenue, right around the corner from a great tavern called Simon's. And you can go to drinkingandwritingtheater.com for more information and indeed tickets. It's 75 minutes long. It has 10 original tunes. And does this fulfill, Steve Mosqueda, your initial desire when you were awoke from a dream many years ago?
Is yes.
Okay.
It's, I can't even imagine being around a group of people, the director Phil Ritterelli, Carolyn, Gary D'Amico, Rebecca Resnan is also in it, and they put so much time and, you know, their geniusness into this show that, you know, came out of a dream.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I can't even, I'm humbled. I'm so humbled.
Do you yourself or any of the three of you or all three of you have ambitions for this show beyond this few week production?
Well, I think so. I mean, the more we played it around and like people have heard the songs,
yeah,
you know, it's like, what are you going to do with this? You should do something bigger with this. And yes, I would love to do that. But, you know, that takes a little financing backing and all that stuff. But, I would love to tour it around and take it to Edinburgh, do it at the Fringe Festival.
Sure. Yeah, I'm glad you guys survived the COVID years, because I think the theater landscape in Chicago was altered not tragically, but was harmed by that whole thing.
Quite a bit, yeah.
Do you feel lucky, all three of you, to have withstood that and to be creating a show again? It could have been, it could not have been.
Yeah. Absolutely. And I think there's got to be a big shout out to all people in Chicago that aren't rich and famous that do theater.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we sacrifice a lot of our time and effort to tell these stories. And it's absolutely rewarding, don't get me wrong. But I think that there's this drive for artists to tell these stories and reach out and find common ground amongst everyone around us. And so if there's a will, there's a way. And we're going to want to do it, you know. And I think there's so many hundreds, probably thousands of artists in Chicago that are the same like us.
Yeah, no, that's very, very well put, Carolyn.
Thank you so much for having me.
I've always, you know this, I've always admired you guys. I've always, and I was so pleased to learn that you were still around and still active and making a show based on a dream. In a sense, based on a lot of dreams. So, Sean Benjamin and his wife Carolyn and Steve Mosqueda, it's an ongoing pleasure to know you. And here is the song, if you'd like to set it up for me, CTA.
Yes, this is, it's called The Ballad of the CTA. In the show, we play a lot of songs, and Carolyn's character, she plays Mirsten Wolf, asks me, hey, do you have a song about Chicago? And I said, you bet I do. And it's called The Ballad of the CTA.
Love it.
You know,
take care, you guys.